In Parliament tonight, the government has found a way to get around the Labour opposition to its changes to the age pension. It struck a deal with the Greens. Our political correspondent Louise Yaxley joins me now. How have they managed this?
Well, Mark, what it means is that the Greens are sending signals that under their new leader, Richard Di Natale, that they are prepared to talk, to do deals and to make a difference, if you like. So perhaps moving on from the image of the Greens that were absolutist and not prepared to talk. And what it means for the government is about $2.4 billion over the forward estimates for the budget. And that was looking in doubt earlier today when the opposition, Labor, said that it would not support this. So it's a budget measure that we hadn't yet known whether it was going to get through or not. And we now know, thanks to a deal between Scott Morrison and the Greens leader, Richard Di Natale, will get through, and it means significant changes for wealthier retirees.
And does Richard Di Natale have his party behind him on this? Has he just negotiated it with Scott Morrison, or has it gone through the Greens party room?
We don't know that yet. This deal has literally just been announced, but it does seem that the Greens have struck a deal. So the government has also announced that it's going to extend the period for the tax white paper to allow more discussion about retirement incomes. And that's something that's been discussed around the edges of this debate, is that if you just make a change to retirement incomes at a budget change on retirement incomes, that's not adequate. It needs to be in a broader context. And so one of the things that's part of this deal is, is that it is extending the time for the tax white paper for more submissions on that.
But just to explain what we're talking about, this is the budget move that would say, on top of your house, the value of your house, if you have more than $1 million on top of that value, then you wouldn't be eligible for the age pension.
Yes, the Greens call it a redistribution. So it means that some extra money would go to people who aren't quite as wealthy, but those who have more assets would be less likely to get the pension under these changes, or a part pension. So it's a redistribution, if you want to put it in those terms.
So the government wants it to save money, and the Greens want it to, on the Robin Hood principle, I suppose. Louise Yaxley, thank you very much.